Hey everyone, there might be situations in your life when you feel whatever I'm doing is right, whatever I'm thinking is right, whatever I'm telling people is right. But you still hear people saying that if you change your perspective, you can change your life for better. What does that mean, I wondered. But today, I'm going to share with you my learnings on changing life's perspective, some stories supporting it, and why it is so important to zoom out and get a broader version. Hello everyone, I'm your host Akanksha, and let's start with an interesting podcast session on life's perspective without a delay. So the perspective means looking at something with your point of view. Like, you may be looking at clouds, thinking that they are making weather wonderful. But someone who needs to go out and fears rain may look at it differently. Then someone who is creative can see multiple shapes in the cloud, but someone may get depressed for not finding the sun in the sky. So perspective here means a viewpoint or an approach, but this viewpoint could be a little tricky and of course can change person to person. You know, the greatest tragedy for a human being is going through their entire lives believing that the only perspective that matters is their own. Many times, we forget to look at things from the other side of the table. In fact, a famous idiom states that only the wearer knows where the shoe is pinching. You could be harsh to someone or make fun of a person who is making mistakes or going through trouble, but we understand the pain only when we go through the same miseries. Yes, I'm talking about empathy here, which is the core of understanding various perspectives. Now to support this, there is a famous story, The Letter, if you've heard about it, where you can see the transformation of Ali and a postmaster when they understood each other's pain. When Ali was left by Maryam, he stopped hunting animals by understanding the pain of separation. At the same time, the postmaster was very callous for delivering letters earlier. But when he desperately waited for the letter of her own sick daughter's health, he understood the pain. So here you can understand that change of perception may need you to be a little more empathetic to people around you. Let me quote you here another simple example. A man always complained that his wife doesn't listen to him and decided to see a doctor for the same. When he told the doctor about it, he asked him to follow a strategy. He said that you ask your wife what she's cooking for dinner tonight while standing at the main door of the house. If she doesn't listen, go to the living room and ask. Even if she doesn't, go to the kitchen and ask her in person. When he performed this activity, his wife told him to see a doctor because she has been replying all the time, but the problem lied in the ears of this man. How interesting, right? So, what did you learn through this? I personally learned that sometimes we need a guide or a mentor to help us find new ways of living a life. This man was finding fault in his wife all the time, but you know, he did not look at the other perspective unless the doctor guided him. There is also a quote in Hindi, Ta umr galib ye bhool karta raha, dhool chahre par thi, aina saaf karta raha, which means that a man was repeating the same mistake for his whole life of cleaning the mirror, forgetting that the dirt was always present on his face. Similarly, a mentor or a guru may help you in guiding and motivating about various aspects of life from which you can understand that zooming out is the one another step to embrace life. Understanding how people are handling one single situation differently is not just a case study, but a way to enhance your own viewpoint. As the lenses widen, you can see the bigger picture clearly. So, all right, I have another example for you. This one is in fact mine. I was in utter depression after continuous failure in terms of becoming a reputed officer, had no money in hand, faced problems with my then partner, and looked at my parents downtrodden with loads of debt. The time was definitely very tough, and all I could think about was that nothing is good in my life. But then came a time when I started meditating and listened to my inner soul. It told me that I had a roof to live under, have food in my stomach, and can find a way myself. From that day to now, I have started looking at everything with a positive attitude. All the books that I studied earlier helped me to try my luck in writing, and guess what? It worked. All the debts that my family had started melting away because my father started embracing what we had and started finding solutions for what we needed. So instead of thinking of what we don't have, my family started thanking God for the possessions and placed efforts for new things. Honestly, looking at yourself and your life with a positive attitude is the answer to make it all better. And yes, meditation is one of the most wonderful ways to find what your soul wants. Do you agree? Well, I totally do. Sometimes people even said that it's all luck. They might be true, but I came across a Sanskrit shloka that again changed my perspective. This shloka read, Yatha hi ekein chakren, na ratsya gatir bhavet, evam purushkaren vina, devam na siddhati. Which literally means that just like a chariot cannot run with only a single wheel, similarly luck alone cannot complete a task without efforts. How true. With that, this young, arrogant and unaware girl became soft-spoken, patient and started understanding her surroundings. All she learned was being thankful for everything and being thankful for whatever is coming. We all have an energy that simply needs to be put up in a positive direction, and there is nothing that can stop us. We all have an energy that simply needs to be put up in a positive direction, and there is nothing that can stop us from winning. If life gives you lemons, realize that it's time to make lemonade rather than beating around the bush. Okay, so let me come to another interesting story now. Once a man passed by some elephants in the forest and saw that these elephants were tied by thin ropes. These giant creatures could easily break these ropes and free themselves, but they didn't. When the man asked the trainer, he replied that these elephants were tied by the ropes when they were young and it wasn't easy to break the ropes then. Since then, these elephants believe that they cannot free themselves. Wow, it sounds so shocking, but that is what many of us are actually doing. We really stop trying in life after failing once or twice, believing that we will never be able to do it. If you are also moving on a similar path now, you still have a chance to divert the story, or I should call the destiny. Understand that when we fail to learn something, this failure is the chance to try a new way out rather than giving it all up. So yes, these small mantras are teaching me every day something new, and I hope that it will also help you to make life so much easier and wonderful. Let me recall these lessons once more, right? Being empathetic, having a mentor or a guide, always looking positive even in the toughest situations, and keep trying for your goals are just a few ways to change your life's perspective. There are so many others that you can follow, but remember that these perspectives must teach you love, compassion, affection, and determination. The result is always your happiness and your smile. So yes, measure your actions positively. So now I'll be signing off and will be back soon with more love. Thank you.